Chad Morris will be next. He'll also host Colorado State at 3 o'clock Central Saturday on the SEC Network. To ask a question for Coach Morris, please press star 1 at this time. And Coach, while we wait on those questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team as you enter the conference.
Yeah, I thought our guys have really responded well this week. Had two really good practices, anticipate a really good one today. I like where our mindset is right now and how we had to handle some adversity last Saturday night. These guys came back in here on Sunday and responded, and I look forward to see what Saturday will bring for us.
First up, we'll go to Tom Murphy, our Sunday McCarthy event.
Hey, good morning, Chad. I'm wondering what you've seen of Nick and his approach these last couple of days now that the announcement has been made, and how you maybe expect the offense to look different with him under center.
Well, I think that we saw last week in the second half that there was a lot more consistency. There was a lot we got in a lot more of a groove and a rhythm. So I expect to see that this week as well and moving forward with Nick. I think he definitely provides an arm talent that can stretch you sideline to sideline and vertical as well. So, and then just from his overall preparation, I mean, he's been the same guy as he was when he wasn't. I mean, he's still up here watching film. He's got a lot more input. So that's what we really like. And to see him respond the way he has.
You mentioned that Ricky Stromberg played a good game for you, but I'm wondering what the status of Austin Capps is and how that might, impact your run game. I know you want to try to get that run game established.
Well, I think that we anticipate Austin being back. Ricky played really well, and I anticipate that allowing us to create some depth. Some of these guys are playing entirely too many snaps. You'd like to get a little bit off of them at some point during the game. And, with Austin being back, I think that provides those opportunities for us.
Okay, thanks, Chad.
Next, we'll go to Nate Allen.
Seems like a lot of players almost talked like that Colorado State game last year defined the season. Is that a real objective? I mean, goal this year to change that thinking and make this the must game?
Well, I think this game is how our guys, how we respond is going to tell a lot about us. We've got a lot of football left after this week, but this is obviously the most important game because it's the only game I've got this week that we have. And, to watch our guys respond Saturday and to play our best ball, that's our number one objective. I think we learned a lot last year after this Colorado State game, and I think that the lingering effects carried forward for a few weeks until we could shake it loose. And so, that's something that we've talked about. But it'll all be about the response. The new team, it's an entirely different attitude of a team, and so I would not expect anything but a great response.
And to the same deal, fan of Brady.
I thought it looked like his first ball game. I thought there were some things that he did well. There were some things, obviously, he made a great catch across the middle. But I also thought that, we weren't as physical in the run game as we want to be with him. So that's a challenge that we put in front of him. But it looked like his first game. And we anticipate this week being even better.
Hey, Chad, I'm just curious what your impressions have been of Mike Woods through 2 weeks, and do you envision, maybe him building on a solid game statistically at Ole Miss?
Well, I think, Mike, being a somewhat of a veteran player, he's still a sophomore, but got a lot of reps last year, and I think that as you see with him and a lot of our players, the more reps that they're going to get, the better they're going to get. And I think Mike is seeing, I think the speed of the game is slowing down for him a little bit. He's understanding things a little bit better. But still a young player that's growing and learning every day. It's great to see him build off of week one to week two. We need his leadership and his experience out there on the field.
Appreciate it.
Next is Pete Relia, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach. We talked a little bit yesterday about Colorado State potent offense, but I was wondering what you've seen in their defense and how you've done on attacking them.
Well, first of all, this is a much, much improved Colorado State team from what we saw a year ago. And these guys are playing extremely hard, I think, defensively. They're very active up front. They're very disruptive. They've got depth, which is something that I don't think they had as much last year as they do this year up front defensively. I think their linebackers are active. And they do a really good job of pressuring you and mixing up the pressures.
Thanks, Coach. This is Bob Holt, New Arkansas Democrat.
Hey, Chad. How you doing?
Hey, Bob.
Considering you're having to play some of those freshman ends with the injuries you've had, looking back on how critical was it that I guess three of those guys, you know, were early enrollees and went to workouts and spring ball and everything like that?
Well, I when you look at it, Bob, in the way that we had 13 guys came in at midterm, and seeing those guys and how they're contributing on the defensive side of the ball right now, and even offensively with Trey Knox, I think that those 4 or 5 months were valuable for them. From a strength standpoint, nutrition standpoint, just getting acclimated in college, showering. I think that's been a big plus. I think you're seeing the benefits of that with Matau Soli and Zach Williams, and when we're getting Eric Gregory back now and Trey Knox. I think that's huge.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Eric because I think he had a pretty good spring and he was having a good fall camp. I know he's kind of having to get back in the groove, I guess. But do you anticipate him playing this week after being back at practice for a couple weeks?
I do. He worked out yesterday and did some really good things. And we've kind of brought him along. He was ready last week, but just as far as in shape wise, we were just if we could have got another week out of him, it would be great. And that's kind of what we did. And so I anticipate Eric playing. I do.
How big a plus is that?
Well, I think it provides depth in an area that we're already thin at, with losing Dorian and Jamario being out. That's been an area that we've had to have put some freshmen in there. And, last week, freshmen on the road in the SEC, they're going to make some mistakes. And those guys made their fair share of mistakes. But, man, they play hard. We got a tremendous upside with these guys.
Thanks.
Coach, I'll finish you up with Steve Malta, WDD.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How difficult was that conversation with Ben Hicks, naming Nick Starkle as the starting quarterback coach?
Well, excuse me. Anytime you're everybody's a competitor. Let's start that way. Everybody wants to compete. Everybody wants to play. But when, calling Ben in and talking to Ben, he was very professional. It was the right decision. And as I shared with him, this league is it's a tough league, and he's got to be ready for if his opportunity hits again, he's got to be ready for it. But I shared with him what we were doing, and he appreciated the candid conversation that we had. And that goes back to the relationship that I've had with Ben. And he's handled it like a professional.
And in terms of Coach Bobo, how well do you know Coach Bobo, Coach?
Yeah, I know Coach. I know him fairly well from his time in Georgia, my time at Clemson, and crossing paths and recruiting.
And I mean, do you guys share offensive strategy ideas? I know how close you guys were. You mentioned there at Clemson and Georgia.
Yeah,
No, we never got together and shared ideas. We played each other, but we never got together. I think he's a fantastic coach, and obviously his track record and where he's been and the success they've had speaks volumes of the type of coach that he is. And so we got great respect for each other and for him.
Thank you, Coach. That's going to wrap you up, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you.